Ahead of the start of the 10-day competition, Callum Clark of the 2019 World Championships Committee spoke to the effort gone into preparing for the World Championships.
This event is 28 World Championship competitions in just 10 days. We are spread over three resorts, seven different competition venues, and we have about 1,400 athletes and coaches and officials attending this event from 40 different nations. It's been a major undertaking, and we won the right to host this event in 2014 in Barcelona, the FIS meetings, and it's been 3 years of solid planning to come to this moment.
The World Championships opening weekend is mainly focused at Solitude Mountain Resort in Big Cottonwood Canyon. The exception being Saturday's opening ceremonies and free ski Big Air final at the Canyons Village in Park City. The next event to take place in Park City will be on Monday afternoon. Scott Beck, president and CEO of Visit Salt Lake, emphasized the role of the community in making the event a success.
It is an incredible community, and we do things like this, and we do them regularly, and we're so proud of it. I travel around the country, I travel around the world, and I'm always asked about our Olympic legacy. And it is events like this, it is a community ethos that is alive and well in our DNA. We do these events like what we're seeing this weekend, all year. It is part of who we are. We love to welcome the world. Like many of the athletes, once an Olympian, always Olympian, we are an Olympic city. We will always be an Olympic city. We are America's ski city for 2030 and are very excited about that opportunity.
U.S. Ski and Snowboard announced the roster for the 2019 FIS World Championships this week. Among the over 70 U.S. athletes chosen for the events include many Park City athletes, including Abby Champagne, Britta Sigourney, and McRae Williams. Williams will be defending his World Championship title in free ski slopestyle. He said defending his title in his hometown will make for a special week. Orem resident and snowboard cross athlete Anna Miller spoke about how her childhood in Utah brought her to this point.
So I actually started snowboarding at Sundance, which is a really small mountain down in Utah Valley. So I rode there for a couple of years and then onto the Snowbird snowboard team, and I've been riding here ever since, in and out of Snowbird and Park City, and just love it, love the mountains, love the canyons, pretty much call it home.
Beck noted the success of the World Championships could potentially have an impact on the Salt Lake 2030 Olympic bid.
What we heard directly from the USOC was that's why we are America's choice for the next bid, is that we have the infrastructure, we keep it alive, we program it, we produce events at a very high caliber, and continuing to do that for the next foreseeable future is really important to the bid from the world's perspective.
That's Visit Salt Lake President and CEO Scott Beck. Stay tuned to KPCW for coverage of the FIS World Championships. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.